So yeah, so this is really interesting.
Well, we weren't going to settle at all. I mean, I was going to fight it as much as I could. And then they came back and they said, well, because at first they said, no, we got to take the trees. And then he talked to the engineers and they were like, we don't need to take the trees.
Yeah.
We're going to go underneath. Because
Right.
all the, but the people below them were like, oh, we got to take the trees. And a couple of years ago, they asked me what I wanted. And I gave them what I thought at the time might be an absurd amount for the footage. And I didn't want to lose any trees and I wanted water protection.
Right.
And finally, about a week before they were about to file eminent domain on us, they, or as I understood, when I knew the dates were getting really close, he came back and he basically met everything that I asked him for.
The Nexus agent.
Yeah. And I should have said, no, that price was, you know, 2 years ago, it's gone up, but I didn't because I was just pretty stunned at the time.
Right.
And so my cousins and I ended up coming to an signing the agreement with him. I still feel like a Judas doing this, but it was either that or they were going to take it.
Right.
And they were, you know, at that point I'm down to $18 a foot kind of thing. What is the value of, people think, see my fields and think they're just, oh, that's unused land. No, those are grasses that we planted.
Right.
Um,
well, you mentioned that on the phone. I mean, there's so going to that a
and,
little.
and and the woods, you know, those are undeveloped woods. They're not worth very much. Well, no, there's a great deal of value to them. It just, I see things differently
Yeah.
than the land appraisers would.
Right. So like, so that gets into like this whole idea of like what land utilization, what land use is viewed as higher, quote unquote. Like if you plant something with a whole bunch of prairie or bird habitat or milkweed or something, some people might say, hey, you're just not getting the most out of your land. But you would say, no, I'm getting exactly out of that land what I need to get out of that land.
Right.
Yeah. Because again, it gets back to the money thing. It's not about the money.
Right. Living things need, we're just destroying
But
all the
they,
habitat. So.
so you went to court twice, correct?
Correct. Sandusky, and he deferred it. And then it went to Toledo Circuit Court. And they also went in Nexus's favor.
How many people take it to that step?
Not nearly enough.
Right.
People right away say, oh, you can't beat them. And it's like, well, no, with an attitude like that, you certainly can't. You know, if we had had more people who were stand up against it, we'd have a better chance. But
Oh yeah, I'm sure their model, their business model, plans for, you know, one of you or a couple of you.
sure.
But what they
They're all
don't,
built into the cost.
right, built into the cost. What if like a bunch of you kind of collectively bargain with them? What if that was?
That's what the attorneys were for. That's how they got people their better price than individual.
If neighbors.
I'm just saying that I'm going to say out of Columbus, but the attorney groups who came up and talked to us, there was different firms who specialize in this.
And people said, no, I don't want to be with Jim. And
Well,
so.
most people said finally at this, you know, even we had like about 12 families who were resistors around here.
Right.
And about 10 of them ended up going eventually with the attorneys. And
Okay.
then two of us, I think, stood it out all, to the end. And I just had attorneys check my paperwork.
Right. Wow.
It seems like a big scam, boy.
Yeah. What's the scam?
The fact that the attorneys are right there and they have their experts and you pay the attorneys, you know, 18 to 20% of your final money that they'll go and get you more money.
But they're going to take the money.
It just seems, you know, it's the system. The
Yeah.
system's working like it's supposed to. Everybody's.
Yeah. Wow. So when are they looking to lay pipe this summer?
Don't know. I tried writing my agent last night because I burn these fields in a couple of weeks as soon as it dries up
Oh,
enough.
you do burn them?
Yeah.
That's cool. I'd like to come out for that sometime.
Oh, great. It's 9 acres in flame.
Well, what do you have growing there?
Switchgrass, prairie grasses.
So just as an aside,
And we're trying to do prairie restoration,
yeah.
as the Indians would have done in this area a long time ago. You
Oh man.
create the habitat by fire.
Because there's plants we want that like fire and plants we don't want that don't like fire.
Right.
So by burning every year, we get rid of the woody growth. We get rid of the...
That's so awesome.